24ZEW Mobile.
30 Gulf India.
Afternoon from the sprawling town of Malvern.
Yeah, sitting over here in Simpsonville trying to stay cool.
And that until I had to get into the car, and it's reading 100 degrees.
Bit of a warm streak going here these last few days. We're kind of hoping to wake up tomorrow. It'll be about October.
Can't wait. I'm a cold weather guy, but I'm about done with the heat already. Yeah. 2 months of it, good.
July and August, we tend to stay inside here and take advantage of the air conditioning.
Thankfully, my job is fully remote. I miss the travel, but I don't really miss getting out in the doing the commute, both in cars and buses and all the other stuff. So I love my airplanes. I do love some air travel.
For a few years, but a couple years ago I hit the magic number and retired, and now I sit inside on these hot days and stay cool.
My magic number is going to be a dollar, not an age, unfortunately, but so, I've got a little ways to go on both.
I was a little bit younger. I hit that magic 4-year mark in the military, and I decided to stick around, so I stuck around till I hit 24. Called it quits and then went on with airlines, so I'm get to sit on my hind end these days and take it easy.
That's totally legit. You did your time and you deserve to do what you want for the second half of your life, because you gave the first half.
Kind of enjoying it. Some days you get a little bit bored, but most days when you open your eyes and it wasn't due to the alarm clock, it's not so bad.
Over the years, I've always envied early risers, and because I'm not one of them, but I understand the value in it, and so I guess some of that sticks around after so much time. You just you become a morning person, or do you just get resistant against it and go the opposite direction?
Nah, I think for me it was just tolerance built up. I'm still much rather be wide awake at midnight and playing around instead of, 6 in the morning. So I kind of enjoy the later hours still. It was kind of something I just had to do.
Exactly. So some people get used to it, stay in the habit. Some people learn to like it, stay in the habit. And some people are like, I did enough of that, and I'm going to sleep in the rest of my life.
I'm up here playing with several different radios, and I hit the antenna button there, and I swapped it over. I guess it went silent there for a minute, but I decided to get up this afternoon and get up here in the shack and play around. I got the HF radio going and a couple other things, and I haven't been on VHF much lately, so I had turned that on, and it was, good to see somebody pop up on VHF.
The more active repeaters in the region, there's about, I don't know, a dozen of them that get pretty normal traffic. Now, we have a lot of nets at night on VHF, but, this one and the Anderson Sassafras repeater are, they're usually the busiest.
Yeah, I just moved up to this area here from down Oconee County just a couple of years ago, so I'm still kind of getting used to the area and learning the different, which frequencies are more active than others. And I guess I end up playing on the HF radio a little bit more, since I don't spend a whole lot of time in the car anymore. But I took the mobile out and hooked it up here in the house, and every now and then turn it and play with it. But I've kind of found that the, this is the Caesar head repeater, is that right?
Correct. Part of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. There is a Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club, but they're out of Hendersonville, and this one is Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and I'm actually working on trying to get a list of nets and a list of VHF, UHF net, and a list of HF net up on our website so that people can kind of go there and be like, oh, those are the active repeaters. That's when they have their net. And, you know, just have this local information a lot more available. Because you go to repeater book and just look, you know, South Carolina, 2 meter, and it's just overwhelming. And you don't even know what's being used and what's pretty quiet.
Whiskey Yankee Zero Golf India for ID there. Yeah, that would be awesome having a good list. I've gotten the two Blue Ridge clubs mixed up over the years with that other one being up in North Carolina. But I played around with a couple of the nets, but I do get overwhelmed with all the frequencies on, you know, the radio reference there. There's a bunch of them, and I guess I ended up dialing in a bunch of just empty radio space more often than not. But, yeah, a good, concise list of local nets. That would be awesome.
Put the material together. I just have to get it up in a format that I can put on the website, and then it may be difficult to read on mobile, and that's the struggle I'm having right now. But I should at least just get it up there, and so everybody has something to work with, because I've sort of handed it out in person, but we need to get it published, because it, you know, it generates traffic, it generates interest. If people know where to go, they're not like talking into silent repeaters and going, man, there is nobody around, when there are people around, and it's just, you can't find them.
Yeah, that would be handy. Now, are you part of the local club here in Greenville?
The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, BRARS.
BRARS, okay, I'll look that up. I assume you guys have a website. I think I found the one up in North Carolina a couple times, thinking that one was the local one. But I've got it written down now, the BRARS.
BEW, I'm hitting a low spot, but the website is BRARS.CC. That's a dot Charlie Charlie.
Okay, copy. BRARS.CC.
Got it. And yeah, I'm hoping to get those lists up, because the HF list I have is basically for the whole Southeast. It's like North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama. I mean, it's a pretty well-rounded list. So I'm hoping to get that one up, too. But I think the VHF-UHF list is going to be the most useful.
Yeah, that would be really handy to have around here in the local areas. I've hit a couple of the HF nets. The one out of Florida, I can't think of the name right now. I've got them written down somewhere. Yeah, that would be really nice to have a nice, concise list.
Now that we talk about it, I think I'm going to bump that up on my priority list and see if I can't get all that information up on the website. It shouldn't be too hard. Just a matter of me getting the time to do it. So I'm gonna make a note and try and get that up there sooner rather than later.
Awesome. Well, I'll check out the website. I'll keep an eye out for it, and maybe I'll do a little bit more research into the club as well. Haven't only been up here for a couple of years now. Again, I'm still trying to get my feet into the local area.
Yeah, we're the club that we like to do events and play radio and eat. And there are other clubs around here that are very serious about contesting. And so you kind of got to feel, pick and choose what you want. Anderson has a good club. Greer is the competitive club. They love to contest and get points, and they have some massive rigs to do it, too. And I said, our club just, we like to play radio, talk, eat, and, you know, just more so take it easy. So there's another club in Spartanburg I don't know a lot about, but they seem to be pretty active, too.
That's right up my alley. I'm not big on the contesting, and I don't participate a lot in the stuff they do on the weekends, you know, trying to make all the contacts all the time. But I did meet a guy down in Anderson when I picked up my my extra qual. I guess it's a couple, 3 years ago now. But Anderson is a little too far to drive down there for the club to do it, you know, routinely.
Our club meets at the Red Cross building, which is down near the main Greenville Prisma Hospital, close to downtown. So out of Simpsonville, I take the Southern Connector and, like, fits me right out at the Red Cross. So it's easy to get to the in-person meetings, but there's also, we have a Zoom set up. So, you know, if you want to check it out, you can jump on the Zoom meeting. We just had our monthly last night, but you can always just dial in virtually and, you know, see the fellas. Sometimes, yeah, a couple ladies, too.
Well, I may have to, I may check it out. I'll get on the website and look it up and do a little review, and maybe I'll see if I can't join you guys one way or another here next month.
Hopefully stay on the air. Hopefully I'll hear from you soon. This is KO4CW. I'm out of Malden, so I'm not terribly far from you, and we do have a lot of members down in Simpsonville, so maybe we have to do a southern half of Greenville County Saturday or something.
Yeah, well, that will be good. I'll try to get up and be a little more active here on the 2 meter. Again, I really don't even haven't even got up here on the radio, play with the radios here much lately. But I'll have to do it. I'll check it out. And I got the KE4 part. What was the last part of the call sign? I keep missing it.
It's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. Zulu Echo Whiskey. And good time to catch that because I'm about to head into a little dip in the road here.
Okay, I've got the Kilo Oscar in Simpsonville and it's Whiskey Yankee Zero Golf India. Hey, I appreciate the info and hopefully you have a good rest of your day.
And I will hopefully catch you down the log and catch you on the air. KO4ZEW. Mobile, and I will be monitoring again in about 2 minutes when I get out of this hole.
Okay, roger that. And it's Whiskey Yankee Zero Golf India. Standing by.